In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our Holy Week observance on this night, which we call Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday. The term Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, which means mandate or command. You see, there are two commandments Jesus gives to his disciples at that last gathering Jesus has with them before his death the next day on the cross. Now, the two commands Jesus gives his disciples and to us are these. First, continue to remember Jesus by celebrating the Last Supper, or what we call the Eucharist. That is, by continuing to recognize the presence of Jesus in the breaking of the bread and in the sharing of the cup of blessing. The second command Jesus gives us at the Last Supper is this. Jesus commands us to love one another in the same way as Jesus has loved us. And then to model this kind of servant love, this quality of love for his disciples and for us, Jesus proceeds to wash his disciples' feet, the act of a servant. It's vital for us to know and to remember these two commands, and here is why. You see, the Last Supper was more, meant more for Jesus than just merely a going away gathering for him the night before he died with his close friends and followers. Jesus uses the Seder, or the Passover meal that some of us have just experienced this night. Jesus uses this for a unique purpose. In other words, Jesus takes the Seder, an old tradition for him, and then he does something new and remarkable with it. Now, sure, it was important for Jesus to spend some quality time with his closest friends because this was the last night before he would leave them, and he knew that. But Jesus also intended for this final meal to be their first act as they would enter their new future as the people of God. In other words, the Last Supper was not only for Jesus, a final farewell. Jesus also intends this meal to be a way to point these friends and first followers into their future as the church, as the community of believers. And so, the Last Supper for Jesus is that first embryonic gathering of what will soon become the church at Pentecost. That's why it's so important. And so the Last Supper is vitally important because tonight, you see, Jesus is painting the vision of what he sees his future church to look like and to be like. You know, this all reminds me of that remarkable series on Nova on public TV that I'm sure many of you have seen, where they use modern telescopes and satellites to help us understand the origins and the vastness of our universe. It turns out that the Hubble telescope and others and our modern exploration satellites can send us snapshots from deep space of how our universe looked almost immediately after creation, billions of years ago. Well, the Last Supper is kind of like that. Think about it. You see, you and I can open the New Testament. It's like looking through one of these powerful telescopes. We look in through the pages of the Gospels, and we can see in these scenes, particularly of the Last Supper, the very beginnings. We can see the embryonic stages of what we now experience as the church. This is extremely important for us because, you see, Jesus himself is there. Jesus is the host at the supper. And Jesus gives us firsthand these instructions, and he gives us this vision of how we are to be the church. And so, when we peer into the New Testament accounts of this event, what do we see? Well, first of all, hear that first command Jesus gives us. Whenever you gather in Jesus' name as his friends, as his followers, Jesus wants us to remember him. Jesus wants us to remember him. We need to break bread together and share the cup. And as we do this, we recall Jesus into our presence. We allow Jesus to enter our present lives, right here, right now. And then we focus on Jesus. It is this focusing on Jesus whenever we come together that binds us together and gives us our identity as his community. Now think about how important that is. Think about how important this first instruction is. Think about our congregation right here at Grace. Just like those first disciples of Jesus, you and I and each one of us, each of us comes from a different walk of life. We each have a unique story to tell, a unique background. We come together with individual different needs. We come from different places, different parts of the country, different backgrounds. Here at Grace, we represent different economic and cultural positions. We represent different political persuasions. We are diverse. We are at different ages and stages of maturity. But here's the good news. Whenever we gather here around this table, around this altar, we are all united and bound together by Jesus' very presence. You and I come together here out of that fragmented and broken world out there. We come in here to be united and bound together as a fellowship with one another through the presence of Jesus. Jesus is our host. Jesus is the reason we gather here in the first place. And it is Jesus upon whom we focus as we remember him, as we allow him to come among us. Another thing is this. Each one of us comes here to this place, to this altar. Each one of us comes here hungry in some way. We hunger as people, as persons. We venture out from the shadows of our private lives and we come together here at this holy table to be fed, of God. And when our time together here is over, we leave this holy place to go back out there into that fragmented, broken, violent world. But when we leave to go back out there, we've been fed here. And so when we go back healed. we go back renewed and refreshed because Jesus has nourished us with His body and His blood. We go out from here recreated, new persons, recreated by God's love. And all of this happens because of one thing. It happens because we focus on Jesus as our host when we are together here. All the things that could separate us, all the things that could splinter and divide us, all those issues, all those national events, all those political differences, all that could drive us apart is eclipsed and outshone by the sheer divine presence of Jesus. All that matters here around this table is Jesus and His love for you and for me and for all of us together. Another thing Jesus wants us to get at the Last Supper is that He wants you and me to continue the work that He has begun. When Jesus tells us to remember Him by sharing His body and blood, He uses a very strong word, that word remember. The word used in the Greek for remember is much stronger than our English word remember. And so at the Eucharist, when Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me," He's telling us not only to recall Him in the past, He's telling us to recall Him into our present moment. But Jesus may be taking the word remember even one step further. Whenever we share the body and the blood of Jesus at the Eucharist as a fellowship, Jesus wants us to realize that we are literally remembering Him. We are literally reconstituting His physical presence here on this earth and in our community. When we share the Eucharist together, we are literally putting His body, that is, His members, back together. We are remembering Him. We are reforming, remembering the body of Christ. And so, as you and I share the body and the blood of Jesus at communion, then you and I become the hands. We become the fingers. You and I become the eyes. We become the lips, the feet. We become the arms of Jesus. To go out from here and to be the physical presence of Christ to others, literally, to bind up wounds, to reconcile the brokenness around us, to lead back those home, those who have lost their way. To continue His work of proclaiming and healing in God's world as His physical presence out there in the community. And so you see the unity and the fellowship that first began on that first Holy Thursday 2,000 or so years ago continues here among us tonight as we focus on Jesus, as we serve and support one another, and as we go out from here to be the physical as well as the spiritual presence of the risen Christ to others. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we humbly pray that we may feast on You this night. Beneath these forms of bread and wine, enrich us with Thy love divine. Amen.